Somebody of them weren't even members, but they come and join anyway. She knew quite a bit, but she wasn't working with Ojibwe people. She says she's talking about joining. I couldn't believe some of the people didn't know so many words that like Carol told us that she lost her language. I told her, you don't lose your language. She said, I went to Pipestone, I lost it. God, you wasn't even there that long. I said, just once. You didn't stay there a whole year, I said. Then you lost it. I couldn't believe her. And there's a guy that, she lost both parents. They sent him to a fight zone to go to school. He stayed there all the time until he graduated. Now you know that guy come home, he was still talking full language. He was still talking Indian. And then Carol was there only, I think, half a year. Maybe not that. And she lost her language. I can't believe her. And then she was raised by old people. Her dad was old. Her mom was old. Then when her mom died, then she stayed with her grandma. Her grandma and her dad took care of her. And she couldn't speak Indian. We told her, teasing her, that, oh, you're just doing that. You make up your, you don't know your Indian language. I couldn't find this. Every week we went. Every day. Took us out of classes. Took us out of classes, they paid us on their own. Them guys that want us out there paid us on our own. We didn't get paid from the school.
Oh, Gigianoki? Anokian.
I had to work with the Head Start kids. Then the teacher was Canute, they call it. That was the one I would work with. I used to laugh at them little kids, learning how to talk Indian.
Canute was teaching them? He was teaching them how to talk Indian?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he a white guy?
Yeah.
Like me?
Mm-hmm. He was white, him.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a half breed, he was a white guy. That's the one I work with. They still laugh at them little kids trying to learn how to talk Indian. I told that one little boy, I said, sit down in English. He looked at me and I said, Namadabin. Then he was sit. Then another guy was wrong. I showed him where to sit. That boy went and patted that seat. I was waiting for him to sit here in Namadabin. Patting that, dub dub. I wanted to laugh, but I didn't dare. At least he knew what it was, what he was trying to say. The teacher said, don't laugh. He was older than that little boy he was showing to sit.
Do you miss working in Head Start? Do you miss working in Head Start?
Not really. Then they would send us to the high school once a week. Couldn't believe how many of those high school kids didn't know how to speak Indian. They would sit there and look at you and ask you, what are you saying? They didn't understand. I couldn't believe they didn't know how to speak. Because they were older, I thought they would be fluent.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. They were worse than the Head Start kids. I can't believe how some of them are. That little boy, I got a kick out of it. Dub dub.
You know, I work with Canute. He still remembers you.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, like, I come over and see you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, how's she doing? He's like, God, it's been forever. Because Tammy poached him to come work at Anji. Instead of, he doesn't work at the school anymore. He changed.
Where did he go?
The youth, the youth program we have, Ganiganazajig, Ijinikade, Ganiganazajig, Ijinikade. It's a youth program that we have. After school, at the after school program.
Kenwood's a good teacher.
Mina?
I like him.
Oh.
You know more Indian than some of the Indian kids. If he didn't know anything, he would ask me.
I will have to ask him next time I see him. I'll have to ask him, Gadu Jibwemana? See what he says.
You probably say some. He's pretty good. He caught on pretty fast. And they come and cut me off. I couldn't help set the table and help the kids with their food.
Mm.
The teacher had to do that. I started to do it. And they told me, don't. He said, you might mess me up. I Now, what did I do wrong? It might cost me my job, he said. Well, I'll do it when they're not around, I said. They might get, you might get, see you up there, he said. They see everything up there, he said. You know, those, what do you call those?
Oh, the cameras?
Mm-hmm. They might see you up there, he said. You might cost me my job, he said. I know you want to help, he said. I don't know why you want to change all of a sudden, he said.